fans, welcome. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Hour two of the broadcast, again, here still on this Friday, December 22nd, 2023. And, of course, happy holidays to everyone out there. Happy solstice, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And, well, of course, we have the roundtable with two panelists. Again, we may be having a third panelist joining a bit later in the broadcast, but I'm your host, Richard Carey. Again, this is Beyond the Official Narrative here today with Blackbird 9 and Stephen Douglas Whitener. And we do still have the John Stadmiller Book Drive, second annual John Stadmiller Book Drive. And folks, if you could try to help out the station during the holidays, it's a very crucial time. But, you know, really regular donations are greatly appreciated. If someone wanted to set up, okay, this is what I could afford per year to RBN, you know. So, you know, call the station, set up monthlies. They're very careful, you know, with the privacy of your credit card information. Anyone who is open to that, it is greatly appreciated. It helps us figure out where we are from month to month based on just the regular bills. You know, I mean, if more and more donors were to break it down like that, it just takes a lot of stress off the folks who run everything for us here. But this week's book for the book drive, a couple weeks left here, The Antichrist and a Cup of Tea, written by Tim Cohen, assigned by Tim Cohen to John Stadmiller. You know, he says, you know, here, John, you know, here's your copy, Tim Cohen, whatever. So, you know, check that out. I saw actually a photo of the signature. It's actually here where they mention the book. So, yeah, you know, very nice. Dear John, you know, he has a little kind of hard to read his handwriting there. But, yeah, it just definitely check it out one way or another, but, you know, might get a copy owned by John Stadmiller. And it's a great way to help out the station either way, you know, to be part of that. So be sure when you give your donation, well, it just has to be $100 or more. I mentioned you want to be in the book drive. It'll be back in the fishbowl for the next week as well, you know, through the following weeks, each time we do this. Well, you know, for the rest of, you know, this season, this year here. And so please take advantage of that, folks. Many ways to give that donation. Just be sure if you use PayPal on the website, somehow let the station know, confirm that payment, and you know, you want to be in the book drive. You have to let them know you want to be in the book contest if you want a chance at that book owned by John. A lot of great choices, again, you know, that he's had that we're including in this here. And, of course, you can mail it in. You just want to mail it in, you know, cash with some aluminum foil or check or money order made out to just the initials RBN. You want to make that out to. You can send it over to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. And you can call if you want to donate, of course, you know, 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now I'll say that one more time. You can call 800-724-2719, extension 3, to make your donation via phone. And please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting this uncensored content well into the future. I should also mention, before I forget, this is an important time to mention, that well, the staff is taking a break for the holidays, well-deserved break. So that'll be after tonight, to my understanding. Okay, so tomorrow there will be no live programming, 23rd of December. You know, we'll be rebroadcasts as Christmas Eve, the 24th, same thing. And next week, okay, 25th through the 29th, it's all going to be rebroadcasts. So that's 7 days of rebroadcasts, actually, folks, for the holidays, for the Christmas holidays. to give the staff a break and everyone, you know, to recharge. I think it's a good thing. And so, yeah, you know, it depends on the operation. You know, this sort of operation, it seems to work. And so we're supporting them. So that's 7 days, 23rd through 29th. Now, starting on the 30th, there'll be some special broadcasts. And I wanted Blackbird to help me with this announcement because he's involved in some of that. And I know I'm going to be helping out as well. On New Year's Day, I believe I'll be in my regular time slot. A lot of people are going to be doing different slots than usual that day, but there it is. So all three of those days are for charity, basically, you know, no compensation for the board op. The board op, Sam, is the one who's had this idea and is trying to do this to help spur donations, you know, energize donation funding. So that's the 30th, the 31st, and January 1st. Now, let's see, Blackbird, I know you mentioned, well, both on the 30th and the 31st, you're participating, and I as well, evidently in some roundtables, right? Now, that's Saturday, December 30th. You are going to be from 5 to 7 Central. Is that correct?
That is true. We're going. Mr. Mike Gaddy has graciously agreed to give me one of his hours, so we're going to be starting an hour early. And now that I had that confirmed, I was also going to invite Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener to join us if he's available. But we're looking forward to a good night. I do a yearly roundtable. It's a long tradition, goes back to the early days of the Breakfast Club show, that, you know, we always have a, you know, solstice, Christmas, New Year's roundtable, and it's going to be a really good show. Got some really good people lined up, and looking forward to having you on there, and Mr. Stephen Douglas Whitener. I hope you can join us as well. And then on New Year's Eve, we're doing the marathon, I think 4 hours, if I read the note right. We're going to do a 4-hour roundtable. So that should be great fun on New Year's Eve. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the time from Sam, it's, from what I understand, 4 to 8 p.m. Central.
Okay, so that'll be 5 to 9 Eastern. Okay.
Yes, 5 to 9 Eastern. Yes, sir.
So that one, there's going to be some really good people on that one as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
And yeah, well, and Stephen, yeah, just yeah, let Blackbird know if that
yeah, does that, that's I will I probably will. I think it would. Yeah, I'm not. I'll have to confirm with you afterwards. Though I have to talk to the wife. I don't. Yeah, I think
we don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah,
here.
Don't get me in
right.
trouble there. But you
priorities
know, I think
here.
It does sound good. That does sound good. Is that are the regular schedule's coming back on the 30th though as well? Right. That was as well as these special programs, or is it just these special ones? Going to be those 3 days?
I mean, things aren't necessarily going to be exactly as normal, but I mean, right. I'm sure. Whatever you discussed with Sam and Frank for the 30th, Stephen, or will discuss. So yeah, but
alrighty. It's going to be a nice holiday though. I'm glad they're going to get a break. You know, I know it gets to be every day. This gets, you know, looking at this stuff every day, all day. It can get to grind on you. It can. Everybody should unplug once in a while. So. Merry Christmas, RBN, and Happy New Year, too. And I look forward to doing that. We don't know exactly what will be when yet, I guess, because I don't know exactly what myself yet. But I will be part of that and will help out as best I can. Okay.
Yeah, no, sounds,
thanks,
sounds
Fred.
Great. Yeah, absolutely. And Blackbird are glad to have you with any of these that you can. And well, I don't know if I guess we could get back into, you know, this is an important topic. I mean, but it is showing just how extreme, and lawfare is a good name for it. Some people are afraid to even use that name. At the same time, you know, yeah, it shows just how extreme and outside the bounds of law politicians are. Okay. Now, on the surface, sure, the left. And they are the biggest problem in accelerating these communist agendas. But, you know, yeah, the right in Congress as well. And so there, I want to read a good excerpt still from this and then get the thoughts from you gentlemen on this. Let's see. I had already mentioned a good portion, but here, I'll just reiterate one bit. That is what you get from a regime that faked its way to power and now must strain to cover up its long train of crimes, abuses, and effrontures to common sense, while running out of tricks to keep fooling even its own deranged followers. Somehow, the act of kicking a leading candidate off the ballot has finally registered as inconsistent with defending our democracy. Of course, the reckless abuse of lawfare proceeds from the left's disrespect for boundaries and limits, which is exactly what law and principle concerns itself with. And from there, it's a quick leap into totalizing bad faith, the operating system for government under an imposter president, quote unquote, Joe Biden. Suddenly, mere days before Christmas, when the people want to be preoccupied with things other than politics, events merge explosively to shape the fate of the nation. In a sane world, the U.S. Supreme Court would not just summarily strike down the Colorado ruling, but would issue a career-ending rebuke to the brain-damaged state justices who managed to not learn a basic principle of due process, innocent until proven guilty. That to brand someone a criminal, there must be a record of indictment and conviction for a particular crime, and that, in the case of Mr. Trump, a politically motivated fairy tale about an insurrection doesn't cut it. Also, in a sane world interested in truth and justice, the Republican majority Congress would have months ago covered new hearings about the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot to undo the manifold perfidious frauds investigated by the previous Democrat Majority Committee under Chairman Benny Thompson. By now, testimony should have been compelled for Nancy Pelosi and then Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund and former Defense Secretary Chris Miller about Ms. Pelosi's refusal to call in National Guard troops to reinforce security around the building and to answer for the odd behavior of the Capitol Police, such as opening doors for the mob and then serving as ushers to show off the place. I'll add, you know, just how much more of that footage was finally released. But I mean, I already had a lot of footage way back that was so incriminating, both outside and inside. I thought my footage alone, if it were spread to everyone, would have been enough. Just as a side note there. But OK, it seems obvious that many elected Republicans also have an interest in supporting the January 6, 2021 insurrection fairy tale. You still wonder why the evil entity infesting Washington is called the Blob. The Substack blobber who styles himself as El Gato Malo offers the alluring theory that the SCOTUS ruling on whether the 14th Amendment clauses that were applied to the presidency in the Colorado case could enable special counsel Jack Smith to slip in a superseding indictment, replacing the original indictment in his D.C. January 6th case against Mr. Trump with a new insurrection slash rebellion charges, thus setting up a fortified argument for states to chuck Mr. Trump off any ballot. And they go on a bit more, but it's a good point about, you know, in a sane world interested in truth and justice, the Republican majority Congress would have months ago convened new hearings about the January 6th Capitol riot. You know, yeah, that is true. It seems obvious that many elected Republicans also have an interest in supporting the January 6th insurrection fairy tale. You know, I mean, those are some good statements to point out, not just the left, but yeah, you know, they're not all saying, you know, from the right, so-called right in Congress, hey, this wasn't an insurrection. Blackbird.
I think it's so important that first we remember all the people that are in the chicken shack for political thought crimes at this time of year. They're spending Christmas in the gulags that, you know, the January Sixers, you know, people like Mr. Alfred Schaefer, who's, you know, has the audacity to challenge or question the narrative of the Holocaust. Yeah. You know? So you've got all these people that are victims of real politic. And, you know, we have to go back and look at that nature of lawfare. It's not about justice. It's about identifying your opponents that you don't control, and instead of seeking any type of fair justice under the law, it's using the law as a cudgel to just destroy them. And we see what's happening to Rudy Giuliani with that bodacious $140 million libel suit against those two angry black women who he supposedly libeled. And so you just see these outrageous settlements. And now this thing in Colorado taking a candidate off of the ballot. And so when you look at real politic, you know, you see the Jewish origins of Jewish law, of chutzpah, Pilpul, Mashirah, and Noahide law, and most importantly, misdirection. You know, chutzpah is just that, you know, it's intransigent. You're not letting your opponent defend themselves. It's like star chamber justice. You know, you are in this system. You are the intransigent steel iron fist that's just destroying your opponent. Pilpul is, you use whatever you need to win the argument. The next day, you might try to win the argument using the completely different talking points. It's all about winning the argument, not establishing truth and facts. Mashirah is, you know, you never let a fellow chicken swinger be condemned by a Gentile court. That is a big thing. You never, bear witness against a fellow chicken swinger before a Gentile court, right? So it's always this, you know, helping out, you know, your team no matter what. And this is one of the problems with Freemasonry. They take an oath that they will lie, cheat, and steal to protect a fellow Freemason. The same thing with these Jewish systems. You know, they will do anything to protect a fellow chicken swinger from a Gentile court. And then the Noahide system is, you know, the fundamental is that Goyim, Gentiles, don't have any rights under the law. They only have the seven Noahide laws, you know, to govern them or rule them. And, you know, of course, misdirection is, you know, completely always trying to change the subject, accuse the opponent of what you're doing, right? And one of the things I wonder about this Trump case, since it just came out of nowhere and it was just so off the chain, it's like they're taking a presidential candidate off the ballot based on a reconstruction document, you know, and saying he was part of an insurrection. That is not going to hold up, but it's sure going to get everyone talking about it and not talking about the fact that a court ruled that they're going to release the Jeffrey Epstein client list, you know, come January 1st or the first week in January. So, you know, that is going to be a huge blow to the Israeli lobby when it starts coming out who was, you know, the people taking part in this Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Ehud Barak, Robert Maxwell blackmail bribery scheme that was most likely an Israeli intelligence operated out of Unit 269 under Ehud Barak, right? And so you have all these Israel firsters like, you know, Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn. And I'm loving that she's out there, you know, doing all this because, you know, suddenly I don't look like the worst Blackburn ever. You know, I got completely blacklisted from the Blackburn family. I don't get invited to Christmas anymore for my work in 9/11 Truth and exposing the NSA and all the other things, right? So, it's like maybe if Marsha Blackburn looks this bad, I might get invited to Christmas next year, right? But anyway, but it's just, you know, what are these people going to do when it is revealed to everybody what the Epstein operation really was? And, you know, how much would they do to try to keep that out of the news cycles, right? And so this thing of, you know, definitely got everybody's attention, these four, you know, East Coast liberal judges saying we're taking Donald Trump off the ballot. You know, yeah, that got people's attention and made them stop talking about the Jeffrey Epstein list. So back to you.
And also, weren't hasn't there recently been some activity developments with the Hunter Biden / Joe Biden Burisma pay to play thing as well?
Exactly, and that's the other thing, is more and more of the Hunter Biden scandal is released, and they're trying to keep the lid on that and, you know, get people, you know, his little stunt on the Capitol steps was just, you know, that was chutzpah, that he's going to show up and then refuse to go in the doors and, you know, dare everybody to try to touch him. You know, that was just amazing that, you know, he would do that. But again, you know, what was going on with Biden, and why are we not pursuing the crimes of the Biden family instead of this, you know, constant lawfare cycle of making stuff up to go after Trump and Trump's support team, like Rudy Giuliani, you know?
Stephen.
Okay. Boomer mute. Sorry, I couldn't get to it. Yeah.
Now, you, yeah, don't have to apologize. You don't even have to apologize anymore when there's a bit of a gap. We'll just assume the boomer issue. Boomer text Steven. He'll be there in a second.
There you go. I'm coming quick as I can get there. Wait for Grandpa. Yeah. I saw Marsha Blackburn calling Dick Durbin out for holding that up. And, man, ain't he, what they got on him, what's up with him saying we're going to have – he was the one coming out saying we're going to have to – allow illegal aliens in the military because nobody wants to serve anymore, and a bunch of other stuff too. Dick Durbin was a snake. You know that, you reminded me of that hearing. I heard her mention he had blocked the release of it previously. When did you say it was coming out, Frederick?
Supposedly the first week in January, you know, but I'll believe it when I see it. Right?
Exactly.
Because
yes.
One of the things that, you know, hit right before we went on the air was supposedly Israel is doing a big push to get it stopped. And it's like, why would Israel be so interested in this, you know, American court case, right? You know, and it's like, because all roads lead to Israel.
Stephen? We discussed a lot here at this point. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't know. Let's just like recycle our perspectives on this. I mean, because we kind of glossed over how Republicans are now drafting bills to remove Joe Biden from ballots in Georgia, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. Now, wait, I'm trying to remember what they're claiming. Is this because of the open border? I forget what they're even saying is the reason. Blackbird, do you recall what these...
Yeah, you know, it's like this tit for tat, and it's, you know, this is what you really get into trouble when your civilization starts degrading into these real politics systems, banana republic, where one mob is just going after another mob with anything they can, and the rule of law goes out the window. And so, yeah, now the Republicans are trying to remove Biden off of Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and... basically, you know, it's based on, you know, his dealings and Burisma stuff. But again, he hasn't been charged with anything. He hasn't been convicted of anything. You know, we probably all agree that he's guilty of sin of these backdoor dealings and influence peddling things. But as far as the rule of law goes, he has not been charged or convicted of anything. So this is just, you know, as bogus as what they are doing in Colorado.
No, he just sat there and bragged about it. You know, SOP, that prosecutor was fired. I told him, you ain't getting that $1 billion. You know, it's in our face.
No, but this
banana
is,
republic.
They're not even trying to do that. That would be a little better, Blackbird, if they said, because of this whole, you know, Burisma pay to play thing with you and your son, we want you excluded from these three states. That at least would be highlighting in the Jewish corporate media, you know, the full extent of you know, the lack of legality on their side of the playing field. But no, I mean, this is, yeah, because I just went to a Breitbart link, and yeah, Democrats' insane justification to remove Trump can just as easily be applied to Joe Biden for his insurrection at the southern border. Okay, so, you know, that's the way They're just saying because he left the border open.
Oh, so it's based on the border situation. Okay.
Yeah. So it just makes it look even weaker and like we're going to be just as bad as them. So you can't be saying, oh, look how bad they are, because we're going to be just as bad, us Republicans. Right?
Right. And it's just like people that try to get each other banned off of social media. It's like, haha, we took you out. And then, you know, okay, well, we're going to take your guy out. And so what is social media devolving into? And, you know, there's a big push right now on Twitter or ex-Twitter with Elon banning Lucas, you know, and, you know, this the same thing is silencing your opposition versus letting people have freedom of speech, you know, letting people have their day in court. But instead, it's this banana republic, you know, mob mentality of just, you know, anybody that disagrees with you, you totally annihilate them. You make it so they can never rise up and do anything to you again. And this is that real politic mentality that's so dangerous to civilization. But once it starts, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the waving the bloody shirt. You know, once you've got one person that's been a victim, you now have to get revenge. And you think of the, you know, the Jewish story of Cain and Lamech, you know, 7 times 7 is the revenge of Lamech and 7 times vengeance of Cain. You know, it's not enough to have any type of balance, judgment, and, you know, justice. No, you've got to completely wipe out the bloodline. And this is the mentality that feels like, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill your family. I'm going to kill everybody who is around you. You know, this is the, you know, real politic systems that, you know, we're seeing taking over. And it's a very dangerous precedent we're setting. But, you know, you look at what happened in the Bolshevik Red Terror, what happened in Ukraine during the Holodomor, what happened in the Armenian Genocide, what happened in the French Revolution, you know, what happened in the U.S. Uncivil War, you know, how much real politic was going on, and you know, just how Marxist was, you know, our uncivil war. And, you know, this is, you know, what we're seeing happening again. And it's, like I said, it's setting a very dangerous precedent. And, you know, it's not that big of a step from banning somebody from a chat room or banning them from a social media thing until, you know, you suddenly they've, you know, you're having mobs come and burning their houses down. You know, Cat Turd right before the show got swatted again, for example, if you're familiar with the commentator Cat Turd, you know, they've been swatting him. You know, so this is the mentality of these people. They're playing for keeps, and they don't play by the rules. They play to win. So back to you.
Yeah, no, I should stand corrected. I'm trying to correct you, though, that they are mentioning both things. I'm just seeing more sound bites out there about the border. But yeah, no, Breitbart also mentions and his alleged corrupt family dealings, business dealings with China. So Burisma. All right. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with Blackbird Nine and Stephen Douglas Whitener. So again, the three states, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, have three respective state, well, hard to be respected in that sense, but have three state representatives who are drafting the three bills, consisting of Pennsylvania Representative Aaron Bernstein, Georgia Representative Charlize Byrd, and Arizona Representative Cory McGarr. And, well, from the Breitbart, you know, link on this, again, I'm seeing some little mention of alleged corrupt family business dealings with China. But, you know, yeah, the more sound bites I've been seeing out there less, you know, a day or so is, you know, them just talking about the southern border mostly. You know, they're trying to not mention the Biden family issues as much as possible. So if they can just mention the border, you know, in a lot of the reporting of this, the corporate media tries to, you know, play nicey-nice to the left as much as they can these days. So, you know, the two quotes I just sent you gentlemen in the Skype, I guess are worth me reading again. It's like the main parts worth checking out from the Breitbart, basically. Democrats' insane justification to remove Trump can just as easily be applied to Joe Biden for his quote-unquote insurrection at the southern border and his alleged corrupt family business dealings with China, unquote. They continued. And then this quote here, Republicans were immediately incensed by the Colorado Supreme Court's decision. Many floated ideas to block Biden from various state ballots. Texas Republicans threatened to take action predicated on the Biden administration's open border policies, but no action was taken. So, you know, it just seems like, you know, grandstanding, you know, from our traitorous red, formerly in the past, you'd call them blue, but Republican politicians, Blackburn.
Yeah, and again, it's one big team. Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Is like watching championship wrestling. You know, once you get approved to be, you know, part of this club, you know, it doesn't matter if you're on the blue team, the red team. You know, you're still working for the same system. It's like championship wrestlers. You know, you still get paid by the same manager at the end of the day, right? And so I just see a lot of puffing up, you know, a lot of tempest in a teacup kind of thing. Meanwhile, we've got busloads of invaders coming in to, you know, Watauga County, you know, as part of this network that's going from the border to Greensboro and Winston-Salem and up here. And you've got all these, you know, chicken swinger NGOs up here ready to get them all set up, and nobody's stopping that. Anybody who actually tries to stop them at the border, they're immediately, you know, arrested. You know, it's like, oh, no, you can't do that. That's hateful. You know, we can't actually have a governor, you know, defend the border. You know, that's hate speech. You know, these people are dreamers, and the same thing is going on in every white nation. You know, look at what's going on in the UK, what's going on in France, what's going on in Germany, Australia, New Zealand. You know, the list goes on. Canada, this is the Kalergi plan. They want to flood all of these white nations with non-whites to the point of making them never again, they're that magic word, never again have a white majority, never again be a homogeneous white civilization. So you're dealing with a system that is a revenge culture that wants white people completely obliterated, right? So all of this border stuff and, you know, the red team and the blue team fluffing up, you know, but nothing gets done. And it's because the people that pay their salaries, the people that have Epstein files on them, you know, don't want anything to be done. And it's only when we get those people removed that something's going to get done. And so that's the big thing. Are we actually going to see some movement at the first of the year to expose the system of what the Epstein system was? And, you know, the other thing is there political will to repatriate these people back to their countries of origin? You know, or is everybody just going to say, oh, well, nothing we can do, this is the new normal? You know, we can't have a civilized country anymore because we had to welcome in all these migrants. And that's sort of the big thing is, you know, even Fox News continues to refer to these people as migrants. They are not migrants. They are invaders. This is an invasionary force. And until people start calling it what they are, you know, these people are biological weapons that are being used in a political agenda, right? This is, again, real politics. But as long as you keep saying they are migrants looking for asylum, you know, it's not going to change. And again, you know, will the white nations have the political will to repatriate to them? Because, you know, supposedly they're coming from these war-torn areas and seeking asylum. That's the
thing. Or economic migrants or climate change.
So. Right, you know, and so you got all these Marxist reasons. But, you know, why aren't we helping them there? You know, and that's the thing, you know, how do we get them back to their points of origin? But yeah, that's what Saul Alinsky, you know, summed it up in his Rules for Radicals: make your enemy live up to their own book of rules. So you have this Christian, you know, humanitarian civilization that's supposedly helping the downtrodden. And so it's like, okay, help the downtrodden. We're going to dump the entire third world on you like they're doing it here in Watauga County, you know, and all these, you know, Christian groups are out there, you know, supporting it. And that's the maddening thing, is how many of these churches are sponsoring it thinking they're doing good, right? When what they're doing is destroying your once homogeneous high trust society. And now it's going to be destroyed. But, you know, you are helping the underprivileged. So aren't you a good person? You're definitely going to go to heaven now, right? So anyway, back to you.
Stephen?
They keep using that word insurrection to that they threw it both. They created all of that while they're reconstructing us actively, right, as he described down here in the South, especially already. You know, and just it's sad to see. It's already been. I've already seen where our Mexican immigration and our homeland security are coordinating with a WhatsApp communication channel that they're getting like 1,000 people together to stage on one side of the border, ready to go. We can take so many at a time. And so it's coordinated. It's an invasion. It's coordinated traitorous invasion. That's where the real insurrection is, really. We've been taken over from the beginning, but that's a whole other can of worms. But that's what you described is exactly what's happening all around the white world, and especially here locally, you know, in upstate and up toward where you live. And churches, like you said, think they're helping. You know, think that they're doing good. You know,
backwards. Just,
yeah, I mean, this is, like he said, and the more independent the country was, the more they have to be punished. You know, mm-hmm. Why is there such a focus on flooding Germany, South Africa, you know, and the U.S. South? Because we were making it work. We were an independent people that were, you know, had a functioning, homogeneous, high-trust community, right? And that has to be destroyed for their great reset, new world order, where everybody is dependent on the system. And that's what they want. You listen to Klaus Schwab and Noah Harari, you know, it's all about, you know, you will have nothing. We will control all means of supply, and then we will dole it out based on your social credit score. But the idea of a free will independent society, they say, oh, we have to get beyond that idea of a free will society. You know, this is the new, you know, world order. This is the great reset, where we're going right. to, you know, we will manage the Jew function, as they call it, is we will determine where you can go, what you can do, what you can have, you know, because you know, if we give you free will, you'll make the wrong choices. And so we have to make the choices for you. And that's what this is all about. So you got to destroy those systems that were independent. And of course, you know, you're looking at your white nations. You know, those are the people that could make this work. And the U.S. South is a prime example. You know, North Carolina was at one time the model of the great experiment of independence. We had so much going for us, and that has been completely destroyed. We are a third world nation now, or a third world state. You know, it's amazing how this has happened just in my lifetime, and especially just in the last 20 years. I mean, it's just accelerated since 9/11, how much change has happened in the demographics of North Kakalaki. So back to you.
Absolutely. Very well put. And I mean, Noah Harari is a very warped individual. A lot of people don't stress enough, you know, that he's a rabbi, for that matter. I'd like you to, I mean, you've done a lot of coverage of his viewpoints. I'd like you to maybe touch on that again in a moment. But we have to remember, folks, the plan they have for America is, you know, it's not just all these excuses why they're refugees, economic migrants, you know, what, climate change, whatever they can throw at us. The same plan they have for Europe is the plan they have for the United States as well. Let's remember the founder of Paideia, okay, of the European Jewish Fund in Sweden, Barbara Lerner Spector. Mike, please play it again.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Hey, say, Blackbird, does the illustrious Miss Spector ever go into detail about why Europe will not survive?
And why this must happen? Because it's mitzvah. Yeah, that is the reason. This is the madness of these people, is because they have declared this mitzvah, then that is the rule. And this is the chutzpah of these people. And like I said, you know, up here, Boone Northgakalaki was a prime example of the high trust community in these Appalachian Mountains that tamed a wilderness and created something beautiful. And after 9/11, you had about 200 of these Barbara Lerner Spector types come in with all their ill-gotten gains, highly organized, and suddenly declared that Boone, North Carolina, Appalachian State University, our healthcare system, our education system, now had to be multicultural. And white men need not apply. And so just like, you know, with Noah Harari, you had all of these radical homosexual Jews moving here, like the Schaefer Kike Dykes, as I call them, you know, that their father, you know, made billions, you know, selling trash to teenage girls at the Claire stores and malls, right? So they come in and they say they're philanthropists and here to Tikkun Olamus. Same thing with Leon Levine Foundation. Came in, you know, and if you know about Leon Levine, he had the Family Dollar stores. Talk to somebody who actually, I've talked to a Gentile who worked for Family Dollars about what a great place it was to work, right? They were notorious for price gouging and running, destroying their competition, right? And so know that they're philanthropists and they're here to, you know, just dump money, but, you know, we're going to have to require a few changes if you want the money. And it was so sad to see, you know, our leadership taken out, replaced by all these carpetbagger Marxists that, you know, took over the town councils, the county commissioners, et cetera. And suddenly we had to become a multicultural community up here of total chaos. You know, it is amazing just in 20 years how much quality of life has diminished up here. But they're giving each other awards, and, you know, they took over the media with the Watauga Democrat, which is Adams Publishing, you know, out of state, you know, coming and bought up all the media. And they just sit there with this echo chamber of, wow, this is so great. This thing, you know, we've got this big multicultural. We're not those evil Southerners that our parents were, those stupid backwards Christian hillbillies. No, we're rootless cosmopolitans now, you know. And you see the agenda, but yeah, this is what they are doing. It's, we have to destroy white Christian America, we have to destroy white Christian Europe, because it's mitzvah. These people are zealots. Yeah, they are insane with their own hubris. But, you know, they just are, like I said, just full of themselves. So back to you.
No, they absolutely are. And yes, the, well, yeah, amazing thing to me is just how much she's just admitting, you know, Jews and blanket term, You know, she's fine with that. She's not saying elite Jews or extremist Jews or something like that. You know, she's just saying Jews. You know, I love, in a way, I kind of love her bluntness as the way we can use it against these people. That's why you always want to go to their own publications, folks. Check out what they're saying to their own people. Yeah, it's very beneficial. And being able to name names, you know, when you come to the table always helps a lot. But yeah, so Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They're now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. So, and what about Noah Harari? You know, what is your final summation? It just, he's completely insane, for one, right?
Right, and the vengefulness, and you're dealing with a homosexual Jew that has a God complex and a revenge complex. You know, now again, you go back to, this is a revenge culture, and Christians don't understand that. We're all about live and let live and forgive people for their transgressions, is like we forgive those who transgress against us or are trespassing against us, right? No. They don't think that way. They have this chip on their shoulder, and they are all about revenge. They hate you with every fiber of your being, of their being. You read the Talmud, you know, and that, you know, 2030 as the Great Reset. Gee, what happened 2,000 years ago in 30 AD? You know, they killed Jesus Christ. They now want 2,000 years to destroy all of Christianity. You know, that is their big benchmark. That is why the magic date of 2030 is so important to them. These people are Zabatean Frankist black magicians, you know, that they want to destroy everything that's good because they think evil is more powerful than good. If you go back and study Zabbatai Zevi and Jacob Frank and all those crazy Illuminati folks that created Marxism and communism and Zionism, you know, this is their mindset, that evil is more powerful than good. And as long as you're doing evil for a noble purpose, you know, this is like Leo Strauss, that noble lie, the ends justify the means, then it's all good. And if they completely destroy Christianity, then their Messiah will come. This is why she's like, you know, this must happen because our Messiah has to come. You know, we have rejected Jesus, you know, so we're waiting for our Messiah. And so we have to destroy Christianity for our Messiah to come. And they view Islam as the broom that's going to sweep Christianity from Europe. This is how they describe it. All these hardcore Zionists in Israel, you know, see the Islamization of America and, you know, and Canada and Europe and every place else as sweeping away the stain of Christianity. This is how much they hate anything good and wholesome. This is, you know, people don't understand what evil we're dealing with is, and hopefully when the Epstein stuff comes out, and just what was going on with these, you know, rituals and child sacrifice and adrenochrome harvesting, maybe people will wake up to just how evil these people are.
Stephen?
Sorry, I was muted again. Yeah.
I caught you at a bad time.
Yeah, go let me pass it back to you for a second.
Okay, well, yeah. We actually have a caller I mm-hmm. wanted to try to get in. Tom in Florida. Tom, mm-hmm. welcome, sir.
Mm-mm. Tom? Uh-oh.
Okay, or maybe not. We lost Tom. Okay, Stephen. Well, you're going to have to talk and
choose. Got you, man. Pardon me.
Same time.
Yeah. I'm unmuted. I apologize. That's going on. Go ahead, Blackbird. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, yes, you know, Bibi Netanyahu, perfect example. He has on his desk in his office a trophy of a syringe of the COVID-19 vaccines, right? And the whole thing is, you know, one small shot for man, one, you know, giant leap for the health of us all, right? And this whole thing of, you know, using the whole COVID thing to force vaccinations that weren't vaccinations, that were bioweapons, and now we're seeing all the died suddenly, all the, you know, sudden heart attacks, all the blood clots. I call it the clot shot Jew jab. You know, this is how evil these people are, that people would go to a doctor thinking that they're going to help them, and your doctors have been compromised, that they're getting kickbacks from these Jewish pharmaceutical companies on every one of these jabs that they gave. All your political leaders were compromised by blackmail and bribery to push this thing in every white nation. Funny how COVID-19 didn't really affect, you know, India and, you know, Africa and all these other places, but sure did, you know, hit in Europe, especially in Germany, right? Had to vaccinate all those Germans and South Africa, all those white people in South Africa, and all those people in the U.S. South, you know, and the pressure they put on everybody to take is like, you either take the jab or you don't work, right? Or you don't go to school. And, you know, we're going to see the rollout between now and 2030 of just how much of a depopulation, you know, agenda they had. And, you know, are the Deagle numbers from the Deagle projections back in, what was it, 2018 when those were released, that showed, you know, massive depopulations by 2025. You know, so what's going to happen there? So back to you.
We have Bobby in Florida. Bobby, welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't have much time to talk here. I called in a little too late. I think that that the Jews use Christianity as a controlled opposition. And I do agree with you on the Sabbatarian Frankist thing, but there's just so much to Judaism. We don't have time to go over all that because that's a whole other can of worms. But if you read the Torah, the Goyim, you know, or the Goyim, I mean, they believe that, that we're animals, so... I think that they use Christianity is a perfect controlled opposition along with Islam. I think they have more respect for Islam than they do us. They consider us idol worshippers. You know, well, Islam too, but I think they have a little more respect.
Okay, well, sorry we ran out of time. Thanks for calling in, Bobby. Well, thank you, Blackbird. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas, gentlemen. Thank you for being here. And folks, please have a happy, safe holiday. Try to, enjoy what you can with friends and relatives who can't understand what we deal with. Please support Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Click on that donate page so that we will speak again soon. And until then, transcend the construct. Regards.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
Was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.